Connections. Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.
Hoş geldiniz, iyi akşamlar, and welcome to Connections. And, well, a little bit hot out there, so I thought we'd cool off with a bit of Roxy Music, and why not? By the album Siren, Roxy Music had sort of, I don't know, they'd transformed from an art rock bizarre combo with Brian Eno to an art rock more four on the floor for combo without Brian Eno. I mean, that's a fairly straightforward way of putting it. This is from a 45 that came out, slightly truncated version of the song from that album, Both Ends Burning. And just thought I'd introduce it with a bit of, some words of wisdom from somebody trying to interview Brian Ferry himself. He's quite a hard geezer to trap, to sort of tie down to any kind of answers, as we'll see.
By special arrangement, Brian Ferry. Great record, Brian. It's really good. The tune was fantastic and the words were good too. How did you start in this business? I suppose you started way back a long time ago. Doing a tour, I suppose, to promote the record. Everyone does tours to promote records. And that record doesn't need promotion, really, does it? Doesn't, that's probably why you're not. Well, we've been talking to Brian Ferry, ladies and gentlemen. Unfortunately, he hasn't been talking to us.
Have we started yet?
Do I have the speed?
That was on fire. That was Roxy Music and Both Ends Burning from 1975. And, well, it was quite a challenge, really, then, to connect that to the Swedish musician Merit Hemmingsson. But we're going to try anyway. There's a book by somebody called Alf Gabrielsson. That sounds like somebody off the soap opera. Anyway, he wrote a book called Strong Experiences in Music. That's how I would like to describe this show. I hope there's many of them. Music is, well, there's a colon there. Music is much more than music. Really? Well, what is it? And, well, both Brian Eno was in Roxy Music, but not in that incarnation. And, of course, Merit Hemmingsson are mentioned in that book. Now, I'm going to make a very unapologetic attempt at pronouncing this title. It'll give you the gist anyway. It's Jämtlandsk Brudmarsch 73. Well, I think... What she actually describes on her own blog on the internet is that she fell into Swedish folk Hammond funk, which just sounds irresistible to me. Anyway, from 1973, this is that title. Enjoy. From 1973, that was Merritt Hemmingsen and Jamtlandsbrudmarsch 73, and that was even more unapologetic. The connection is, well, it's by Discover Weekly on Spotify. I think they had two different artists. One was, of course, Merritt Hemmingsen. The other was Nino Ferrer. Nino Ferrer was born in Genoa, Italy. It's like a slice of cake, a nice slice of cake. And I think Nino, I mean, when you look at a picture of him, he looks like a guy that enjoyed, well, he was a bit of a sort of bon viveur, really. He liked sherry trifle quite a lot, I think, and probably Genoa cake as well. This is a French single, and there's various spellings of it around, but it's a little bit easier to pronounce than the last title, and it's from vinyl, and it is Le Téléphone. Bonjour, come on, Seth. That was brilliant. I'm just going to make a call.
The Baltimore Gas and Electric Company. Gas. Electricity. All the energy you want. All the service you need. Fuel. Power. The Baltimore Gas and Electric Company. Connects you with carefree living.
Oh, I like to be connected with carefree living. It's what it's all about. Cheeky. The connection is Billboard magazine from the... I've got a frog in my throat there. Rip. That's better. Read it. Billboard magazine for the 5th of September 1970. And that's actually got on the same page Nino Ferrer and Edwin Starr. Now, this is a group that used to back Edwin Starr from time to time. And it's a group that you sort of think, well, I wonder what happened to them, really. It's called Black Murder. Merda, and pronounced obviously murder, and sort of owe a lot to Jimi Hendrix and quite a lot to Funkadelic, really. They sort of did another album, they shortened the name to Murder, and that was about it, really. And quite collectible now, though. And from 1971, this is Long Burn the Fire. Gas or electricity, you decide.
In you, I see.
Long Burn the Fire from 1971. And we said that they've backed Edwin Starr. That was, of course, Black Murder. They backed Edwin Starr, and Edwin Starr was on Polydor Records, as were Paradox. Now, there's quite a lot of bands called Paradox. There was one in Germany from the mid-80s, and it's not them. It's a band that, as far as I can see, hailed from Tamworth, which is about 200 miles from the nearest coastline, somewhere right in the middle of England. If you put a dot right in the centre of the Great Britain, the sort of main isle of the British Isles, that's Tamworth. It's famous for a couple of, I think they were Wayward Pigs of Tamworth too. This is not them, this is the band Paradox. And as far as I can see, this single fetches rather a large sum of money if you try and sell it. I mean, in good condition, because otherwise it's just a knackered record. But it was played a lot in the clubs, I think, at Northern Soul, those all-nighters, you know, people going and taking a lot of paracetamols and dancing the night away and all that sort of thing. And this is, as I say, from 1968. I think it got to about number 74 in Sweden or something like that. But this is Ring the Changes. Radio station, episode number 3425H7R. No, R. This week we look at a classic programme from the 1960s. That's Father Basil Tuffy's Musical Disagreements. Father Basil liked music and liked disagreements, and that was why he liked to have a show that covered both. In this episode, he's looking at music that dealt with shapes. On one side, there was geometry, while on the other, the conflicting side, were the squarkers. I think we need to go to the episode now to clear up this unholy confusion. Hello there, musical disagreeers. This is Father Basil Tuffy and Musical Disagreements. This week, geometry versus the squarkers. Just who are these people? In the studio with me, I've got Tom Acute from the geometry side and Billy 90 from the squarkers. Tom, if I can turn to you first.
Yeah, of course, mate.
Would you like to just tell the listeners a little bit about geometry?
Well, we like the cleanliness of the sort of mob movement, you know, the look of it, the cut of it, and, you know, the clothes, all that sort of thing, Ben Sherman and all that, scooters, RAF signs, the works, right?
Yeah.
And we also like things angular, right? We like shapes. And we thought, well, there's not really a lot of shapes in music. So we thought we'd sort of do something about that. But the one thing, right, that really gets on my wick and gets on our wick is bloody squares, right?
Well, I thought for Billy, can you just hold on, please?
What do you mean? Can you just go into that a little bit more? Well, right angles in general, I think they're lazy, deceptive, they're not clean. I mean, we like things like, you know, there's all kinds of shapes out there. Rhombuses, nonagons, heptagrams, all of that sort of thing. I mean, ampersand curves, bicuspid curves, tiquetras, you know, even, I wouldn't go as far as saying a bulbous, but, you know, aren't you just listing a load of shapes here? Well, that is maybe, but I just don't like squares and rectangles, and nor do my people, right?
And do you have any music that kind of represents your people?
Yeah, this is Any a Decagon by Johnny Nonagon and the Bean Curve.
Looks like my baby's gone to the shape shop for an Any a Decagon.
Big rhombus, big rhombus. Big rhombus, big rhombus.
Don't give me that toothpaste with calcium. I'd rather chomp on this trapezium. Big rhombus, big rhombus.
Big rhombus, big rhombus.
Billy Niney. What was that? I finished. Yeah. Billy Niney. Yeah. You've taken a bit of a battering, the old Squarkers movement. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Well, we think geometry, right, all this angular stuff, right, is you're a jack of all trades, master of none, basically. I mean, they've all got these fancy shapes and all that sort of thing. And nobody knows what they even well are. I mean, we say at least with a square, like, we'll push it to a rectangle and stuff, you know where you're going, right? There's more direction there. It's more sort of, you know, square beat, four on the floor and all that kind of thing.
Well, don't you think it's boring, mate?
Well, yeah, sure.
Gentlemen, please.
Well, I was brought on here to talk about real shapes. I'm not listening to all this stuff about squares. It's a rip-off, pal. Good night.
Well, that's what we like on musical disagreements. Disagreement just leaves us with, Billy, what have you chosen to play us?
Yeah, it's a Square Daddy Checker and Cuboid Dancing.
I'd like to just make it known I've officially thrown all my toys out of the pram.
One cuboid beyond, into an infinite Balbies. The only corner is a right angle one, away with a cute, away with dodecagon, no heptagon, no ampersand curve, etc., etc.
When I said I needed you, you said you would always stay. It wasn't me who changed. You and beg you to come home.
rather grand. I feel all tropical inside, like a jar of marmalade. That was from 1973, and that was Ajira by Trio Ternura. That's just marvellous, isn't it? And, well, the connection is that, well, Mrs. G of Dort Levant's been on the phone, of course, and said you can't just go from Dusty to Trio Ternura. What are you doing? Mrs. G, the You Don't Have to Say You Love Me wasn't on RCA Records and Tapes, but in 1967, Dusty did the well part of the Look of Love that was on the original soundtrack of Casino Royale, which was on RCA Records and Tapes, as were Trio Ternura. And James Brown was also on RCA Records and Tapes a little bit later in his career, living in America and things like that. About the time that he recorded this very sort of, well, it's not so much famous, but infamous interview. Just to set the background picture, he'd had a little bit too much sherry trifle, I think, before this interview. He was on trial for, I think, shooting his wife or something like that. But, you know, he sort of saw the light side of things. Over to you, James.
And what are you going to say to your fans when they ask you some questions about it?
I'm going to say I feel good. Papa's got a brand new bag. It's a man's world.
Well, that's the second time we've heard that in 2 days. That's very interesting. Now, don't leave us, James. You stay right there.
I'm not going to leave out
of this. We have
something
to talk about. Well, tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing,
Ted,
on this tour.
What'd you say?
What are you going to be doing on this tour?
I'm going to be doing Papa's Got a Brand New Bag, Living in America, Sex Machine, Get Up Off of That Thing. I Feel Good. Jam.
Jam.
A taste. Mine is right. Head in the right place. You're doing your due like you supposed to be. Give up trying. Run the game on me. Then dig it from the real side. Stay in the show now. Be satisfied. Meet me at the big house. Get down.
Two. Come on, James.
Nothing to me. Game don't do it.
Mr. G of Umrani said that made his urban gland work quite significantly. I think on a scale of 1 to 10, that probably made me feel about 9.5 urban. And if you're driving around listening to that, it probably feels like you're in some kind of urban computer game or other, some sort of be Palm Tree Avenue or something like that. And, well, you know, why not? We've got the connection is connections. Yeah, it's this program. We're going to take you to the Iranian singer, Zia. I think it's Zia Akbai. But he was based in Iran, I think, till 1979, and then he relocated into Los Angeles. I think he runs some kind of Iranian television service over there. But he was, well, as far as I can see, if this is the correct Zia, because there's not an awful lot about him, this is a sort of Iranian funk. And well, the single, I can't really read what's on the single, but I'm reliably informed that you pronounce the name of this song Helelios. That sounds like somewhere on the coast of the Black Sea, just northwest of Istanbul, doesn't it, really? And here it is. Enjoy. It's kind of funky. Vocal workout.
See you, يخمون غريبنا يوضخ المون وإذا اختار سياه يخمون أخ قطيش سنة بجون مون
Absolutely magnificent from, well, it doesn't actually say the year. It says very little about that single at all, anywhere, in any language. But from 19, was Helelios by Zia. And I'm supposed to get all connected, all emotional when we have our own connection on connections, so I will. It connects us via connections to the Aphex. Yeah, the band from Manchester. Let's put a bit of backing music on. Hold on a minute. There we are. That's nice. Oh, beautiful. From Manchester. And the lead singer, Dave Ryan, was 14 when he recorded this in 1966, I think it was. And this is another single that goes for some extortionate amounts on Discogs and things like that. But this is She's Got the Time. And, well, if you've got the time, you can go and buy a copy on Discogs and the money. That Hammond organ in there, it's worth £400 of anyone's money. It's quite fruity, that, wasn't it? Well, we're coming almost to the end of the show, but we'd be pleased to know there is a bit of a connection there, that the Aphex did support John's Children, that did have one Mark Bolan, and in All the Young Dudes, the Who's Who of Velvet Goldmine, that film, I think they had a character called Brian Slade. There was a little bit of Brian Ferry, and a little bit of Mark Bolan, and lots of other people. And therein lies the connection. This is Roxy Music, and this is from 1973. And this is Serenade.
We'll meet again, don't know when, don't know when.
It's one of those where there's a long sort of intro like that.
Darkness falls round your window pane. Glow fire could never mean the same. A summer enchantment by an old mill stream, from courtly love to costly gain.
Music from 1973, and that was Serenade for Your Pleasure. And let's just quickly go around the houses, because we've got Simon kicking and screaming the door down, going to be literally. We started off with Both Ends Burning by Roxy Music from 1975. Brian Eno and Merritt Hemmingson were both mentioned in Alf Gabrielsen's book. There's a lot of sons there. Strong experiences in music, as I say, that's been hopefully what you've had tonight. And we had Jamlanskt Broodmarsh 73. Yeah. Just said perfectly there by Tim Hallam. Merritt Hemmingson, yes. Discover Weekly on Spotify connected us to Nino Ferrer and Le Telephone. Billboard on the 5th of September 1970 connected Nino and Edwin Starr. And Edwin Starr was backed at some point by Black Murder. And from then we had Lomburn the Fire. Polydor Records connected us to Ring the Changes by Paradox. We had The Radio Show. And then after that, we had You Don't Have to Say You Love Me by Dusty from 1966. Casino Royale original soundtrack had The Look of Love on it, and that was on, that was by Dusty Springfield and was on RCA Records and Tapes. That connected us to the Brazilian combo, Trio Ternura and Agina. RCA Records and Tapes again connected us to James Brown, and there it is. Connections itself connected us to Zia and Helelios. And that was a bit of a treat for you. Connections again, it's not very easy to connect Zia to anybody, other than somebody that might have lived in America for some time, but I don't think the Aphex actually did. We had from the Aphex, She's Got the Time, and then All the Young Dudes, colon The Who's Who of Velvet Goldmine, so it's an analysis of Brian Slade and everybody else in that film. Connected us via that film to Brian Ferry and Mark Bolan from Roxy Music. We had Serenade. Well, that's all for now. I hope you've enjoyed tonight's show. As I say, stick around for Simon's show. He's got a bit of an audio treat for your ears, just ready to go. And, well, keep cool, keep safe, keep connected. See you next week. Good night. Lovely, lovely, lovely.
Connections. Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.